After 2 days of India-Pakistan foreign secretary-level talks in New Delhi, the relations between the two nuclear neighbors continue to be strained. The talks were overshadowed by a recent arrest of an Indian terror operative in Saudi Arabia who is alleged to have been trained in Pakistan and involved in the 2008 Mumbai terror attack. The two neighbors issued a bilateral document after the talks, which was described as frank and constructive by both sides.
While we might not agree on all issues, we do agree that relations between our two countries have to be normalized. There is a determination on both sides to take forward our dialogue with an open mind and a constructive spirit.
Continuing discussion to resolve the issue of Jammu and Kashmir, promotion of friendly exchange and implementation and strengthening of nuclear and conventional confidence-building measures were described as the main achievement of the meeting.
We also discussed in detail Jammu and Kashmir with a view to finding peaceful resolution. We also reviewed progress on various cross-LOC intra-Kashmir CBMs. We have agreed to convene a meeting of the joint working group on cross-LOC CBMs to streamline and strengthen travel and trade arrangements.
Though there was no specific mention of any terrorist incident, the document did say that both countries are committed to eliminate the scourge of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. New Delhi has also shared the information that Abu Jindal, also known with various aliases, is a member of Pakistan-based terror group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Though Islamabad denies any direct involvement, but Indian side alleged that Jindal planned the Mumbai attack with the active help of Pakistani spy agency ISI.
These talks are conducted in an atmosphere ostensibly of goodwill and bonhomie, but scratch the surface a little bit and there's nothing but problems, rivalries and old enmity.
The two countries are going to implement a revised bilateral visa agreement which is aimed at improving people-to-people contacts and friendly exchanges of parliamentarians and pilgrims. Moreover, the document specifically emphasized the importance of cessation of hostile propaganda against each other. Analysts say, though much more needs to be done on the issue of terrorism by Pakistan, what is positive is that both India and Pakistan are narrowing their differences so that other outstanding issues can be taken up when the foreign ministers meet in Islamabad in September. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.